How much can walking really teach you? Can you learn enough from walking to make an entire college class about it? Kenneth Keffer thinks you can, and he should know. Keffer has been teaching a class called The Art of Walking at Center College since 2002. Center College is a private liberal arts college in Danville, Kentucky. In 2018, the school will offer the class for credit for about the 13th time. Liberal arts education has been an important tradition in American higher education for hundreds of years. It aims to provide students with a wider understanding of the world and help them understand how different fields are connected.
In addition to a main subject of study, liberal arts programs require students to take other classes in related and sometimes unrelated subjects. Center College is not the only university in the United States that offers such unusual-sounding classes. For example, George Washington University in Washington, D.C. offered a class called Japanese Swordsmanship in 2014. In 2013, Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio, offered a class called How to Win a Beauty Pageant. And the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia has offered a class called Wasting Time on the Internet. Yet, Keffer says the unusual name of a class like his does not completely tell the full story of what goes on in the classroom. And the students take these kinds of classes because they want to know more.
Our students are as goal-oriented and career-oriented as any other students, he told VOA. Yet they're fascinated by it and want to take it. Now why? Well, I think that they know that there's something deeply human about walking and about its skill, its art. Keffer mainly teaches modern languages. But the art of walking is really more of a philosophy class. There is a fair amount of walking involved, about 4 hours a day over several weeks. However, the students also read about intense philosophical theories from famous thinkers like Immanuel Kant and Martin Heidegger. Keffer sees the walking as a chance for students to discuss and examine their difficult reading topics in a non-traditional way. Also, he feels that teaching students to enjoy the simple act of walking is very important. This is especially true as more people are involved in jobs and lifestyles where they are sitting most of the day. For his efforts, the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching named Keffer its Kentucky Professor of the Year in 2010.
Critics of the American higher education system make arguments against such classes being taught at the college level. Many list classes like Keffer's as examples of why the American college experience can, in some ways, be a waste of time and money. They argue that colleges and universities should only teach things that relate directly to building a career. But Stephanie Hughes agrees with Keffer in that this type of thinking is why people need to look beyond just the name of a class. Hughes works in the Environmental Studies Department at Santa Clara University in Santa Clara, California. She has taught a class called Garbology, or The Joy of Garbage, there since 2010. The class is all about how human society deals with its solid waste. Hughes says this may seem like a subject that only relates to someone interested in working in environmental management. But she notes people in many different careers have to face environmental issues. Every single person produces waste every day, and not just in their home, but in the broader industrial community, agricultural community that they're getting their products and services from, she told VOA. And I think it's important if somebody's an economics major or a communications major to consider this and what it means for our society.
Hughes argues that students need to have some understanding of many different subjects. They will never know when their job depends on something they thought was unrelated, she says. Guanani Gomez Van Courtright agrees with that reasoning. The 22-year-old from Minneapolis, Minnesota, began studying biology at Reed College in Portland, Oregon in 2014. I do have a lot of doubts about whether I'll even work in a lab, she told VOA. So I've been thinking a lot about, well, how can I do other things in science, like explaining or writing about science so that more people know what's going on? Gomez Van Courtright says Reed offers a study program that lets her take classes in many different subjects. But most of all, she enjoys an especially unusual Reed tradition called Paideia.
This is a special week before the beginning of the second half of every school year. During this week, professors, employees, and both current and former students can teach short, non-credit classes on any subject they like. In 2018, Gomez Van Courtright plans on teaching a Paideia class on the food that Puerto Ricans specially prepare for the Christmas holiday. She notes that a learning environment which exposes her to different people, ideas, and ways of thinking is exactly what she needs. Will learning how to make a basket underwater, for example, help her decide on a career or find a job? Perhaps not, she admits. But outside of Reed, Gomez Van Courtright is not sure where else she will have such rich experiences along the way. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Pete Musto.